Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Beizr Hashem Yizborach, we are continuing on to the third part of Shiras HaAzinu, Perek Lamed Beis, Posuk Chovov. Rashi at the end of the Shira brings down a machloikes tanoim from the Sifri between Rabbi Yuda and Rabbi Nechemya regarding the following psukim. From Posuk Chov Ches through Posuk Mem, Rabbi Yehuda learns all the psukim are referring to Klal Yisrael, while Rabbi Nechemya learns that these psukim are referring to the Goyim. And we'll see those pshatim when we get there. At this point, Rashi learned pshat in most of the psukim like Rabbi Yehuda, that's referring to Klal Yisrael, with the exception of posuk Chov Tes, Lamed and Lamed Aleph. There, Rashi learned like Rabbi Nechemya that it's referring to the Goyim. So for now, we're going to learn the pshat that Rashi brings down now. Later on, we'll see the other two pshatim, Rabbi Yuda and Rabbi Nechemya. So for now, I'm going to ask you to take out a pencil and open brackets at the beginning of Posuk Chov Zayin and close them at the end of Posuk Lamed Aleph. And that is because the way Rashi learned the psukim at this point, Posuk Lamed Beis is a continuation of Posuk Chov Vov, both referring to Klal Yisrael, and the psukim in between are referring to the Goyim. Posuk Chovov. Omarti af eihem ashbiso me enoish zichrom. Says Hashem Yisborach, I thought to myself that I will treat them like the edges of the field. We know that there's a mitzvah called peah, where you leave the edges of the field for the aniyim. In other words, you're mafkir them. Says Hashem, I thought to myself that I will be mafkir them like the edges of the field, ashbiso me'enosh zichrom. I will cause their memory to be vanished from mankind. Why? Posuk Lamed Beis explains, ki mi gefen sedoim gafnom umishad mois amiro anovei moi inovei roish ashkelois meroi roish lomoi. Because their actions are like the actions of Sedoim. The Pasuk refers to actions as something that grows from them. A vineyard, their vineyards grow like the vineyards of Sedoim and like the fields of Amoro. Namely, Anovemoi Inve Roish, they grow bitter grapes. We had this word Roish in Parshas Nitzovim. Shoiresh Poire Roish Velano. Roish is a bitter herb. Their grapes are bitter. And therefore, what do they deserve? They deserve Ashkelois Meroirois Lomoi. Ashkelois is a cluster of grapes. What do you make out of a cluster of grapes? You make wine. They deserve to drink bitter wine. That's what they planted, that's what they grow, and that's what they're going to get, namely the punishment. Says Rashi, Posuk Chovov, Omarti af ehem, Omarti ben libi af e oisom. I will do af e to them. What does af e mean? V'yesh lefarash af ehem, the root is peyo, ashisem peyo. I will make them like peyo, the edge of the field, vashlichem me'olai hefker, to be mafker them. V'dugmo soimotzinu be'ezro, v'atiten lohem mamlochis v'amomim v'atachlekem lepeyo. You treat them like peyo, lehefker. V'chim chim roi benachem, Menachem also puts together this word, af'ehem, with the word peyo. But v'yesh poisrim oisoi ketargumoi. Some translate this word, af'ehem, as Targum says, Yechul rugzi aleihoin. My anger should come upon them. Targum is learning the root of the word is af, which is anger. Af ehem, I will put my anger on them. Says Rashi velo yitochen, it's impossible. Shimkein ohio lo lichtoiv af ehem. If the root of the word is af ehem, and you want to say what Hashem is doing with that anger, there should be another aleph over there. Achas l'shimush, one to act as a prefix. Achas l'yesoid, and what is the part of the root of the word? K'moi a'azelcho. Ezo means a belt, a girdle. A'azelcho, I will belt you, I will girdle you. A'amitzchem b'moifi, v'a'alef chobino. V'a'alef atichoino, says Rashi, a second problem with this pshat. The middle aleph, af ehem ein ro'uyo boi klal. There's no reason it should be there. It should be a'afhem, without the extra aleph. Rather, says Rashi, Targum never meant to say, I will put my anger on them as a literal translation of the word. Rather, as often Targum does, he's translating it according to the context. How does he fit it into the word, says Rashi? Hachoylekes teva zu l'sholish teva is the sifri darshan zit. Split this word into three words. Omalti af a hem, which means omalti be'api. I said in my anger, etnem ki'ilu einam. I will give them, I will place them as if they are not there. Sheyemu ro'eihem aleihem, those who saw them will say, ayeihem, where are they? So the literally, the word is meant to the way Targum is learning is, af ehem, omalti, in my anger, ehem, that people will say, where are they? Namely, I'll disappear them. The way Targum says it is yochul eichul rugzi aleihem, that from the context, that's what it means, my anger will be upon them. So Rashi's not arguing on Targum. He's just arguing on those who explain that Targum meant to translate the word literally. A'afeihem, that's wrong. Rather, Targum is translating it contextually. But the literal translation according to Targum is af-ehem, or malti, in my af-ehem. Rashi in Posuk Lamed Beis, ki migefen sedoim gafno musav lemalo. This is going back on Posuk Chavov, o malti bilibi af-ehem, ashbis zichom. Why? Lefisha ma'aseyem ma'aseh sedoim ve'amuro. Their actions, they act like sedoim ve'amuro. Shadmois is dey tvuo, a field of grain. Ukmoi ushdemois leyosa oichel, b'shadmois kidroi. Anovemoi inevei roish, roish is esev mal. So their grapes are bitter, their actions are bitter. And therefore, Ashkelois meroi rois lomoi, mashkemar roi lohem. They deserve to have a bitter drink, lifi maaseyem puranusam, according to their actions. That's where their punishment should be. V'chein tirgamunkulus, v'sushlomas oivodeyoin, kimrarusoin. And the payment of their actions is like their bitter actions. They'll get a bitter punishment. And now let's go back to the brackets. The five psukim in brackets, the Torah is going to tell us why Hashem decided not to do that. Posukov says, Chavov says, I would have destroyed them. But the reason I'm not going to, because Lule Kaas Oyev Ogur Penny Nakiru Tsoremoi Penny Miru Yodeinu Romo Voloyadoinoi Poal Kozois. Says Hashem Yisborach, I would have destroyed Klal Yisrael Lule if not for Kaas Oyev Gog Ogur. That the enemy's anger is stored up inside of them. They hate Klal Yisrael so much, and Pen Yenakru Tzoremoi is their enemies. Their enemies of Klal Yisrael will be Yenakru. They're going to attribute the destruction of Klal Yisrael to their Elohei Necho, to their gods. Pen Yoimiru Yodeinu Roma, our hand, we have the upper hand, we are stronger than them. V'lo Yashem Po'al Kol Zois, it's not Hashem that caused this. Says Rashi, Lulei Kas Oyev Ogu Imloi, if not for Shekas Oyev Konu Salem Nashchisom, their anger is stored in them, they want to destroy Klal Yisrael. Veim Yuchalohem Mevi Ashchisem, and if they'll be successful, Yitlag Dula Boyuvei Loihov, they're going to attribute their winning Klal Yisrael, they're destroying Klal Yisrael to themselves and their gods. Velo Yitlag Dula Bi, they're not going to attribute it to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. וזהו שנאמר פן ינקרו צורמוי, ינקרו הדובו מלוש נכו, לתלוי סגורוסי בנוכרי. They're going to attribute my power in some other god, שאין הגדולו שלוי. פן ימרו יודינו רומו, we have the upper hand, it's because of us, not because of Hashem. פוסק חוב חס, כי גוי ועדי צויס, הימו ואין בוהם תבונו. But those goyim are oivad eitzis heima. They destroy good advice. Ve'ein bohem tevuna. They have no wisdom. Because if they did have wisdom, lu chochmu yaskinu zois yovinu lacharisom. If they were wise, they would be able to understand why is this happening to Klal Yisrael? Why such a terrible puronus? Eicho yodoif echod elef ushnaim yonisu revavo. Im loy kitzurom mechorom vadoinoi hisgirom. The goyim should have asked the following question: how could it be that one of us goyim could chase after 1,000 yidin, and two of us could chase away 10,000 yidin? If not that their rock Hakadosh Baruch Hu sold them and gave them over to us, Vashem hisgirom, Hashem delivered them into our hands. And if they didn't come to that conclusion, they're obviously not a very wise nation, these goyim. Posuk lamed alef ki lo yichetzureinu tzurom ve'oyeveinu pelilim. We know the truth that their rock, lowercase r, is not like our rock, capital R. That's the truth. And the fact that now Oyveinu Pelilim, that our enemies are ruling over us, it must be that that was Hashem's doing. Our Tzureinu gave us over, delivered us to their hands. And it's not their Tzurom, lowercase r, their rock that's doing anything. Obviously, these goyim have no seichel. Al koponim says Hashem is borach. That's why I will not be afehem. I will not be ashbisa me'enosh zichom, because these foolish goyim are going to attribute it to their power, to their God's power. Says Rashi, posuk chav zayin. Lulein kas oyev ogu. Im lo ishe kas oyev konus aleim lashchisom. Ve'im yucha loem v'yashchisim itlim agdulo boyu beloikov. Ve'lo itlim agdulo bi, won't attribute it to me. Ve'zehu shenemar pen yenakru tzoreim o yenakru. Adovo litlo izgvurosi ben nochri and other gods shein agdulo shaloi. Pen yoyim rodenu romo. Rashi posuk chav ches ki oysoy goy. That nation. Oyvad eitzois heimo ve'ein boem tvuna. If they were wise, they should have understood. They should have put their heart to understand, why is this happening to Klal Yisrael? Hashem was the one that mechorom u'mesorom yodeinu. He delivered them, Klal Yisrael, into our hands. Ki loy ketzureinu tzuram kol zeh hoyo lohem la'oyvim lohovim. The goyim should have understood. She'Hashem she'izgirom. It's Hashem that delivered us to them. V'loy lohem v'loy le'elohem anitzochoin. It's nothing to do with them or their gods. Proof. She'ari adheino, until now, until Klal Yisrael dirchatoim, lo'yochlu klum, Elohehem keneged tzureinu. Their God was not able to do anything keneged our rock, Hashem. Must be that our rock is the one that gave us over to them, not their power. Close brackets. Now we go back to why is it that Hashem was amalt yafeim ashbiso me'enesh zichom. Ki mi gefen sedorim gafnom umishad mois amiro anovei moi inevei roish. The actions of Klal Yisrael were similar to the actions of Sdoim and Amoiro. Actions is what grows from you. The vineyards that grew from us are like the vineyards of Sdoim and like the fields of Amoiro. Which, what do they grow? What type of grapes? They grow bitter grapes. Roish is a bitter herb. And therefore what they deserve, what Klal Yisrael deserve, is to drink bitter wine. Ashkelois meroirois lomoi. The wine that comes out of the clusters of grapes should be bitter. That's what they're going to drink as a punishment. Says Rashi, ki megefen sdoim gafno musav lemalo. Going back on Pasuk Chavov, before the brackets. Omalti belibi af eim ashbis zichrom. Lifi shema seim masis doim ve'amuro. Shad mois sdei tvuo. The word oish means eisev mar, and the grapes are bitter like an eisev mar. They deserve to have a bitter drink, a punishment, according to their action, their punishment comes. The payment of their actions is like their bitter actions. Posuglamet gimel chamas taninim yenom veroish pesonim achzor. The posuk is continuing the punishment that Klal Yisrael deserves and is going to get. Chamas taninim yenom, their wine that we described in the previous posuk. Ashkeloiz meroish lomoi, that bitter wine will be the like of chamas taninim, with venom, the venom of snakes. We had this word chamas, venom, in posuk chav dalet. Im chamas zoichale ofor. Elsewhere we find that the word chema means anger. Could be because the snake, he bites and puts venom when he gets angry. Chamas taninim yeinom, their wine will be like the venom of snakes. Veroish pesonim achzor. The word roish means bitter. That's the word we had in the previous posuk. Invei roish. There's with a vav, here's with an aleph. But the same idea. It's the bitterness of pesonim, of a cruel cobra that puts its venom and kills people with it. Says Rashi, Chamas taninim yeinom ketar gumo, yokem moras taninayo kuis puranusoin. The cup of their wine resembling the punishment that they're going to get is like the bitter venom of a snake. Hinei kemerirus nechoshim kuis mishte puranusoin. Verosh pesonim koisom. That cup filled with this bitter wine will be filled with the bitter venom of a cobra. Shu achzor lenoshuch. A cobra is a cruel snake. Oyev achzori yovoi v'yipora mehem. A cruel enemy will come and punish Klal Yisrael. Pozol chov dale lamed dale daloi hu komusim odi chosum be'oitzer oisoi. Says Hashem Yisborach, Klal Yisrael may think I forgot about the Averois. No, no. Haloi hu komus imodi. All the Averois are hidden with me. I'm keeping track of them. Chosum be'oitzer oisoi. They're locked in my treasures. Says Rashi, Haloi hu komus imodi. Ketar gumo yer targum says, Kisvurim em sheshachachti maseyem. They think I forgot their actions. No. Kulam gnuzim ushmurim lefonoi. They're all hidden and watched and guarded with me. Hallo Yuhu, namely, what's the who referring to? Prigafnom, usvua shadmoisom. The grapes of their vineyards and the grain of their fields, komus imodi, hidden by me. Rashi is referring to the posuk lamed beis, migefens doim gafnom, shadmois amoiro. That was the muscle to their evil actions. Posuk lamed hei, lino kom veshileim leist mutraglom. Ki koroi ve'yoi meidom ve'chosh asidois lomoi. Says Hashem, the revenge is waiting by me, and it's waiting to punish them. Rashi has two pshatim in the word v'shileim. Either it's a verb referring to what the nokom will do. The revenge will repay them, namely punish Klal Yisrael. Or v'shileim is a noun, namely the revenge and the payment is sitting by me, waiting, le'eis tamut raglom, waiting for the day that their feet, their legs will falter and slip, namely when the zchus ovois will finish. Ki koroiv yoy meidom, once I decide to bring the Purana to Klal Yisrael, it will happen quick, the day of their brokenness, edo means to break, the day of their break will be very close, v'chosh asidois lomoi, and this bitter nevuah for the osid, for the future, as soon as I decide I want to bring it, v'chosh, it will happen quick. It says Rashi, li nokom v'shileim, imi nochoinu mezumon puranus nokom. The punishment of the revenge is ready to go. V'yeshalem k'maseim will repay them for their actions. Hanokom yeshalem gmulom. The revenge, the vengeance will repay them what they deserve. According to that pshat, v'shileim is a verb. V'yesh meforoshim v'shileim is shem dover, it's a noun. K'moi v'shilum. V'umegizras, we find a similar idea, v'hadiber ein bohem, namely v'hadibur, which is a noun. V'imosei ha'shalem lohem, when will this payment come? Le'ish tomut raglom, k'shetitoim z'chus avoysom she'ismuchim aleim. It's like legs, your body rests on your legs, Klal Yisrael rests on the z'chus avoys. But when their legs falter and slip, when the zchus ovois is no longer there, that's when I'll punish them. Ki koroiv yoim eidom gesher tzelov yaleim yoim eid, when I want to bring the shevel, the brokenness to them. Koroiv mezuman lefonai lohovi alidei shluchim harbe. I have many messengers to do the job. Vechosh asido islomoi umaher yovoyu ho asido islohem. What's intended to come for them will come quick. Vechosh kmo yemar yochish. Says Rashi, Ad kan hei dalei Moshe divrei tichocho liyois ha-shira asois le'ed. Ad kan is the rebuke for Klal Yisrael that this shira should act as a testimony. K'shetovo yaleim puronus, when the punishments do come, yedu shani oidati meirosh, they should know that I told them in advance, I warned them that this is what's going to happen. Mekan ve'elo, from here and on, hei daleim divrei nechumim, now comes the comforting. Shiovoyu aleim kechloisa puronus, after all the punishment is over, the comforts will come. Kechila shoroma lamalo, that we saw in Parashat Nitzovim, voyu kevoyu olecho abrocho v'haklolo v'shov Hashem olekecho ashevuscho, Hashem will return your captives back to Eretz Yisrael. Pozug lamed v'om v'kiyodin adoinoi amoi v'alavado v'isnechom. Kir'e ki oz las yod ve'efes otzur ve'ozuv. when Hashem will judge his nation and bring all of these yisurim, all these terrible punishments on them, and then valavodo v'isnechom, Hashem will have a change of thought on his servants. Namely, up until now the thought was to do bad to them, and now, change of thought. Now Hashem will be misnachim and do good for us. When will that happen? Ki yire ki ozlas yod. The root of the word ozlas is what you have often in the Gemara, ozal. Ozal means to go. Hashem will see that the hand of the enemy is going too far. Ve'efes otzu ve'ozu, there is nobody left in Klal Yisrael that is led by a king. On Uitzer is a king that puts the nation in place. On otzu are the people under the king that are led by the king. But the ve'efes otzu, there is nobody being led because there is no leader. Ve'ozu, there is nobody that's being fixed by among Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, ki yodin Hashem amoi, ki yish, kishe yish poit oisom b'yisurim alolu amurim aleim, when Hashem will judge us with these yisurim. Kemoi kivom yodin amim, meaning yeyaser amim. Yodin doesn't always mean to judge, as the classic form of judgment. Often it means yisurim. That's what Rashi's proving. Ki ze eino meshamesh b'loshen deho. This is not a reason. Lo ze tam ladvorim shel malo. Not a reason for the above mentioned psukim. Elo loshen tchilas dibur, it's a new topic. Kemoi kis avoyu elo oret, kisha yavoyu aleim, mishpotim alolu. When these yisurim happen to Klal Yisrael, v'yisnachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu alavod, will have a change of thought, loshuv ulrachem aleim, yisnachem loshen heipech hamachshovo, to switch the thought, leheiti v'lohora, can go in the direction. Over here it's going from lohora to leheiti. Ki yire ki ozlas yod, ki shire ki yad ha'oyev, the enemy's hand, ho'ileches v'choyzekes moed aleim. The enemy went too far with their yisurim. V'efes bohem, there is nobody among Klal Yisrael, otzu v'ozuv. Otzu is noisha al de oitzer, to be saved by an oitzer u'moishel shiyatzer bohem, that will rule over them. And ozuv al yedei oizev, somebody who fixes them. Oitzer hu amoyshel ha'oitzer ba'om. A king gathers the nation. Shelo yeilchu mefuzorim mitzayisom latzova la'oyev. They shouldn't scatter when they go out to war against the enemy. That's why he's an oitzer. He stops them, put them in place. And otzur is hu anoysha b'matzor amoyshel. The one who is being saved by the moyshel, the ruler, that's keeping them in place. Ozuv is mechuzok, strengthened. K'moy v'yazvu Yerushalayim ad achoymo. In Sefer Ezra Nehemiah, it says that they fixed the walls of Yerushalayim when they came back in Bayis Sheni. Eich le'uzvo ir tehilo. You see the same root. To fix up. To be mechazik. Pozog lamed zayin ve'omar Eloi heimoi tzu chosoyu voi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, Eloi heimoi. This Eloi heimoi is choyl. Where are their gods? Klal Yisrael, they had so many avodah zarah. Where are they now? Tzur chosoyu boy, the rock that they took shelter in. Says Rashi, v'omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleihem, Eloi heimoi she'ovdu. Where are their gods that they worship? Tzur chosoyu boy, hasela shoyu miskasin boy mipnei hachamo ve'atzino. The rock that they took shelter from the sun, from the cold. Kloimar shoyu betuchim boy login aleihem in aro. It's not working. Asher chaylev zvochimoy yoychelu yishtu yein anesichom yokumu v'yazruchem yihi alichem sisro. Those gods that they consume the fats of the korbanos that they brought to them, yishtu yein anesichom, they drink the wine that they poured to them. Yokumu v'yazruchem, let those gods get up and help you out, Klal Yisrael. Yihi alichem sisro, let them protect you. Says Rashi, Asher chaylev zvochimoy hoyu oison elohus oichlim, shoyu makrivim lifneyem, v'shoysin yein nesichom. Those avodah zarah will eat your fats and drink your wine, so to speak. Yalechem sisro, oisoy atzur, those avodah zarah, those rocks, yelochem machso mistoy. Pozog lametez re'u ato, ki ani hu ve'in Elohim emodi, ani omis v'achaye. And finally, you, Klal Yisrael, will finally realize that it is I who brought the Puronus. It is I who will save you. There is no other God that can contend with me. I am the one who kills. I am the one who gives life. I am the one who crushed, and I am the one who will heal. Ve'ein miyodi matzil. Nobody can get away from my punishment if they deserve it. Says Rashi, Re'u ato, hovinu min ha-puronus, understand, from the puronus she'veisi aleichem, ve'ein lochem Mashiach, nobody can save you. U'min ha-tshuah she'shiachem, ve'ein moichem yodi, and from the salvation I will bring in, nobody can stop me. You should understand from that, you will understand from that. Ani hu, ani lehashpil v'ani lohorim. I am the one who lowers the balei gaiva, and I am the one who raises the downtrodden. Ve'en Elohim imodi oimed kenegdi limchus. Ein Elohim, this is choil. Ein Elohim imodi. There is no other avodah zorah that can stand and stop me. Imodi dugumosi v'chomoini, similar to me. Nobody compares to me. Ve'en miyodi matzil ha'poishim, nobody could save those who sin against me. Adkan, the third part of Shiras HaZinu, continuation, Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, in the next year.